Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I'm going to dive into basically a wrap-up of the running back position here. I could keep doing these. Yeah, I could do 100 of these, but we've got Dynasty Daily we're doing, and we do one each day, and we're trying to get through all the positions here. So I figured I'd do a quick roundup just to familiarize yourself with some of the names here that we haven't covered. Tyler Beatty is one from Missouri. I think it's interesting. 92nd percentile in terms of targets per route run, 83rd percentile in yards per route run, 4.45 at 197. That's 100.5 speed score. Listen, he's going to be more of an explosive element, receiving centric guy. I think, you know, something like more of like a Nyheim Hines than any sort of like lead back, but interesting space player, round four projection at current in the in grinding the mocks. So name to keep an eye on in that range. Another one to keep an eye on is Abraham Smith out of Baylor. He basically is a convert from being a defensive player, as a linebacker, over to running back. Ran 4.50. He doesn't even qualify for some of the receiving stuff from a route run basis, so for what that's worth. But when you watch him on tape at 213, again, 4.50, packs an explosive punch. So interesting to note there, he's not really attracting anything in terms of like draft pedigree. He looks more like he might be in the undrafted range at present. But I do think, you know, as a name, he's one that's going to come up as a potential big play threat. Kennedy Brooks is another one. He's basically a total non-entity in the receiving game, but did break tackles at a really high rate, 95th percentile in terms of broken tackle rate, 92nd percentile in terms of yards after contact. A good chunk of his yards are actually deep yards too. So breakaway runs, 88th percentile there. But again, he's like bottom 10% in terms of passing stuff. So that has been a somewhat clouded backfield in terms of some of the names coming through there. But one that at 209, 4.59, that's a middling athleticism score, 94.2 speed score. That's 32nd percentile, 61 percentile in the vert, 62 percentile in the broad. When you look at that, he also did some shuttle and three cone stuff in his pro day. 20th percentile in terms of short shuttle, 59th percentile in terms of three cone drill, and he's actually over expectation marginally in that stat. So, so that's his deal. More think interior grinder, that type of player, than really big time passing dynamic threat. He is on the fringes of being drafted as well, undrafted currently at present, according to Grinding the Mocks. Pierre Strong, another name currently in the day three conversation, fifth round over Grinding the Mocks. 5'11", 207, 4.37. So out of South Dakota State, big time athletic number there. 36 inch vert, 124 broad jump. So that's a 113.5 speed score, 91st percentile, 68th percentile vert, 86th percentile broad jump. So again, really looking some good stuff there, which is what you want to see. Slightly undersized, but you want to see basically you test really well like that. When you look at some of the stuff passing wise, 46th percentile yards per route run, 40th percentile targets per route run. So again, checking minimal boxes there of hey, listen, on the board, right? On the board. Where does he shine? 92nd percentile in terms of broken tackle rate, breaks a tackle once every 3.3 carries, a really good number there. Career yards after contact, 5, which seems like a broken number. Again, 99th percentile there. And breakaway yards, 58% of his yards are actually on breakaway runs. So big numbers there in terms of some of that stuff. Again, that's a name that's certainly interesting. Fifth round draft pedigree that we're looking at current. Hassan Haskins out of Michigan, and another name that's percolating sort of in that day three radar. He didn't stand out to me. It would be what I would say. 228. He did broad jump. He benched 27, but didn't otherwise test at the combine. He had suffered an ankle injury at the combine, in his pro, his final bowl game, if you will. Let's try and nail that one down and get that right. In the bowl game, I was unable to test. So that's kind of what he's got going on. Again, I don't think he's, I didn't find him super dynamic. And from a production side, limited receiver, you know, talking 16th percentile in terms of yards per route run, and didn't really do much in terms of like anything big time stat wise. So I thought he kind of is like an interior grinding running back, but doesn't really have a ton to offer beyond that. Keontae Ingram, another day three potential player here, 221 out of USC, 4.53, 34.5 vert, 122 broad jump. That's good for a 105 speed score, 73rd percentile, so good there. Check the box right at 50th percentile in terms of vertical, 77th percentile in terms of broad jump. All good numbers there for him. When you look over, he doesn't really stand out much in terms of production. Middle of the road pass catcher in like the right around 50th percentile. Breaks tackles at and generates yards after contact at an above median clip in the 69th and 67th percentile respectively there. It doesn't do a lot in terms of breakaway stuff. So kind of more of a limited ceiling type profile than anything. But the size and the ability to be able to check a box, you wonder from day three, is this a player that in a year or two, we're thinking, hey, HHG, right? We're sort of scouring the waiver wires for an injury away type, and he's sort of populating that group. Wouldn't surprise me at all, given that profile. Another name that I've seen some people promoting has been Sincere McCormick. He comes in 5'8", 205 from University of Texas at San Antonio, 4.60, not great there. 33.5 for 116 broad jump. So that's a 91 speed score, 23rd percentile. That's not what you want to see. 34th percentile broad. 34th percentile vert, 36th percentile broad. So again, limited there. Undersized, it's not really what you want. In terms of some of the production stuff, you want this profile needs to be super dynamic. 23rd percentile yards per route run, 18th percentile targets per route run. He did, I would say, like if you're looking for kind of bigger numbers, right around the median in terms of broken tackles and yards after contact, so that's decent. Breakaway percentage was 66% tile, so that's, you know, that stuff's good. He's a 21-year-old coming out, so. But otherwise, I mean, the physical limitations there are real, especially coming off of a lower range school in terms of conference wise there. And one last one here, Bam Knight out of NC State. He goes by, I think Bam is his nickname. He goes by Zonovan is actually his real name. So if you see some confusion there, if you've got a V lookup that's not really linking up, that could be the reason why. His overall, his overall stuff is he comes in at 209, 4.58, 31-inch vert, 114 broad. So 95 speed score, that's like 36th percentile, kind of down there in the bottom quarter, vert and broad jump wise. When you look at some of his production stuff, his career, his career marks are 94th percentile in terms of broken tackle rate, so that's good stuff. 74th percentile in terms of yards after contact. Doesn't break away very much. That's more of a 40. 40th percentile or so. When you actually look at his rushing grade, for example, it is about 70th percentile overall there. So yeah, I mean, he's again, day three, we'll see sort of the landing spot and where that all falls. That's kind of the whole thing with these guys. And we kind of see where they end up falling. He checks enough box wise, like again, 30th, 40th percentiles there in terms of yards per route run and targets per route run, altogether. So, it comes out pretty, poorly in terms of the ranking of his PFF grade. So, so that's pretty much it there. Jerrion Ealy is one more. He actually pops out both in terms of rushing and receiving grade over at PFF. 96th percentile in terms of broken tackle rate, 85th percentile in terms of yards after contact, 74th percentile in terms of breakaway runs, 71st and 76th percentile in terms of yards per route run and targets per route run. So really productive there across the board. Day three is really where he's getting his, his draft stock is coming in at Grinding the Mocks. But I would say one thing about that, all of that stuff at Grinding the Mocks, like you get to see, the later stuff, there's a big margin of error on it because there's not a ton of sample. There's not a lot of people doing like seven round mocks. But Ealy comes in, did come in 189.452. So despite being super, super productive all the way across the board, he jumped 128 in the broad, for example, 34.5, a 90 speed score is just probably not going to cut it at that size. So so that's the fallback. Super productive, just a non-athlete. So bummer there in terms of his efficiency stuff. But that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Again, if there's more guys that come up and we sort of get anyone I missed or anything like that, feel free to mention. I can do some digging, do some diving. I'm going to transition to wide receiver, and then we'll do some tight end stuff. It might be more tight end, like do probably not like an individual one for each tight end. We'll probably do maybe some groups or stuff like that. I'll get you a bunch of receiver-centric stuff here. And then I'm going to finish with quarterback because I want to sort of have the best mock draft data we can have to sort of talk about that. And you know, there'll be more conversations. Like, I think that's the thing the best handle for last because it's most informed by the late information. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.